This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can spring wildflowers be a work of art? And can the artist spring into court and plant the seeds of a lawsuit to protect his work? It all began more than a quarter century ago when Chapman Kelly, a nationally recognized artist, got permission to install a wildflower display in the north end of Chicago's Grant Park. Wildflower works consisted of two enormous elliptical flower beds, each nearly as big as a football field. A few years later, however, wildflower works had deteriorated, and the park district decided to change the plant material, reduce the size, and reconfigure the beds to rectangles. Kelly sued for violation of his rights under the Visual Artists' Rights Act, or VARA, which protects against intentional modification of a work of art. But the court ruled that while drawings or pictures of gardens can be protected by VARA, the gardens themselves cannot be. That a living garden lacks the kind of authorship and stability required to support a copyright, which is the foundation for VARA protection. So landscape artists may be artists. Unfortunately, it's the landscape that does them in. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.